Week 7, Thursday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Eternal Father, through your word, you gave new life to Adam's race, transformed men into sons of light, new creatures by your saving grace. To Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, undying praise and glory give. Their silent voice no ear has heard, yet by their every word we live. Pay heed, Lord, and see how we are taunted. Psalm 88. Continued. And yet you have rejected and spurned, and are angry with the one you have anointed. You have broken your covenant with your servant, and dishonoured his crown in the dust. You have broken down all his walls, and reduced his fortresses to ruins. He is despoiled by all who pass by. He has become the taunt of his neighbour. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have made his sword give way. You have not upheld him in battle. You have brought his glory to an end. You have hurled his throne to the ground. You have cut short the years of his youth. You have heaped disgrace upon him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Pay heed, Lord, and see how we are taunted. I am the root and stock of David. I am the splendid morning star. Psalm 88 concluded. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like a fire? Remember, Lord, the shortness of my life, and how frail you have made the sons of men. What man can live and never see death? Who can save himself from the grasp of the grave? Where are your mercies of the past, O Lord, which you have sworn in your faithfulness to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant is taunted, how I have to bear all the insults of the peoples. Thus your enemies taunt me, O Lord, mocking your anointed at every step. Blessed be the Lord for ever. Amen. Amen. I am the root and stock of David. I am the splendid morning star. Our years pass like grass, but you, God, are without beginning or end. Psalm 89. O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth, or the world brought forth, you are God without beginning or end. You turn man back to dust and say, go back, sons of men. To your eyes 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. To sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. All our days pass away in your anger, our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years, or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these are emptiness and pain, they passed swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favour of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our years pass like grass, but you, God, are without beginning or end. With you, O Lord, is the source of life. It is your light that enlightens us. A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 6. Who knows what is good for man in his lifetime, in those few days he lives so vainly, days that like a shadow he spends? Who can tell a man what will happen under the sun after his time? Better a good name than costly oil, the day of death than the day of birth. Better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting. For to this end all men come. Let the living take this to heart. Better sadness than laughter. A severe face confers some benefit. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, the heart of fools in the house of gaiety. Better attend to a wise man's reprimand than listen to a song sung by a fool. For like the crackling of thorns under the cauldron is the laughter of fools. This is vanity too. For laughter makes a fool of a wise man, and merriment corrupts the heart. Better the end of a matter than its beginning, better patience than pride. Do not be hasty with your resentment, for resentment is found in the heart of fools. Do not ask why earlier days were better than these, for that is not a question prompted by wisdom. Wisdom is a precious legacy, a boon for those on whom the sun shines. For as money gives protection, so does wisdom, and the good that knowledge imparts is this: its possessor finds that wisdom keeps him safe. Consider the work of God. Who can set straight what he has made crooked? When times are prosperous, enjoy your happiness. When times are bad, consider this: the one is God's doing, as is the other, in order that man may know nothing of his destiny. In this fleeting life of mine, I have seen so much: the virtuous man perishing for all his virtue, and for all his godlessness, the godless living on. Do not be over-virtuous, nor play too much the sage. Why drive yourself too hard? Do not be wicked to excess, and do not be a fool. Why die before your time? The best thing is to hold the one and not let go the other, for both of these will happen to the God-fearing man. Wisdom lends more strength to the wise than 10 rulers in a city. There is no virtuous man on earth who, doing good, is ever free of sin. Another thing, pay no attention to telltales. You may hear that your servant has reviled you. Your own heart knows how often you have reviled others. I have put all this to the test by wisdom, claiming to be wise. But wisdom has not been beyond my reach. Reality lies beyond my grasp. Deep, so deep, who can discover it? Once again, I was at pains to study wisdom and retribution, to see wickedness as folly and foolishness as madness. I find woman more bitter than death. She is a snare, her heart a net, her arms are chains. He who is pleasing to God eludes her, but the sinner is her captive. This, then, you must know, says Curlith, is the sum of my investigations, putting this and that together. I have made other researches, too, without result. One man in 1,000 I may find, but never a woman better than the rest. Responsory from Proverbs 20. What man can say, I have cleansed my heart, I am purified of my sins? There is no virtuous man on earth who, doing good, is ever free of sin. If we say we have no sin in us, we are deceiving ourselves. But if we acknowledge our sins, then God, who is faithful and just, will forgive us. There is no virtuous man on earth who, doing good, is ever free of sin. A reading from the Instruction of St. Columbanus, The Secret Depths of God. God is everywhere, utterly vast, and everywhere near at hand, according to his own witness of himself. I am, he says, a God at hand, and not a God afar off. The God we are seeking is not one who dwells far away from us. We have him within us, if we are worthy. For he resides in us like soul in body, if only we are sound members of him, if we are not dead in sins, if we are unaffected by the taint of a corrupt will, then truly does he reside in us who said, and I will live in them and move among them. Yet if we are worthy that he should be in us, then in truth we are quickened by him as his living members. For in him, as the Apostle says, we live and move and have our being. Who, I say, shall explore his highest summit to the measure of this unutterable and inconceivable being? Who shall examine the secret depths of God? Who shall dare to treat of the eternal source of the universe? Who shall boast of knowing the infinite God who fills all and surrounds all, who enters into all and passes beyond all, who occupies all, who escapes all? Whom no man has ever seen as he is. Therefore, let no man venture to seek out the unsearchable things of God, the nature, mode, and cause of his existence. These are unspeakable, undiscoverable, unsearchable. Only believe in simplicity, and yet with firmness, that God is and shall be even as he has been, since God is immutable. Who then is God? He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Seek no farther concerning God. For those who wish to know the great deep must first review the natural world. For knowledge of the Trinity is properly likened to the depths of the sea, according to that saying of the sage, and the great deep, who shall fathom it? Since just as the depth of the sea is invisible to human sight, even so the Godhead of the Trinity is found to be unknowable by human senses. And thus, if, I say, a man wishes to know what he ought to believe, let him not think that he understands better by speech than by believing, because when he seeks it, knowledge of the Godhead will recede farther than it was. Therefore, seek the supreme wisdom, not by verbal debate, but by perfection of a good life, not with the tongue, but with the faith that issues from singleness of heart. not with the tongue, but with the faith which issues from singleness of heart, not with that which is gathered from the guests of a learned irreligion. If then you seek the unutterable by discussion, he will fly farther from you than he was. If you seek by faith, wisdom shall stand in her accustomed station at the gate, and where she dwells, she shall at least in part be seen. But then is she also truly in some measure attained when the invisible is believed in a manner that passes understanding. For God must be believed, invisible as he is, though he is partly seen by a pure heart. Responsory from Psalm 35. Your love reaches to heaven, your truth to the skies. Your justice is like God's mountain, your judgments like the deep. How rich are the depths of God, how deep his wisdom and knowledge, how inscrutable are his judgments. Your justice is like God's mountain, your judgments like the deep. Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that with our thoughts always on the things of the Spirit, we may please you in all that we say and do. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.